Good morning. It is 8:49 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest this morning. It is Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, it's always good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good to see you, Joey. Real well.
Good, good. Now, we're going to talk a little bit today, Don, about Evergreen Memorial Trust offering, many services that other burial properties do not, like your pet cemetery. So if you would, Don, Evergreen does offer a pet cemetery. Where is that located?
Right. Evergreen's pet cemetery is at Mountain View Cemetery in Vinton. We're the only pet cemetery in the area. When we took over Mountain View Cemetery in 2013, there were maybe 10 pets buried in the little section that had been set aside. There's probably 40 now, so it's been very popular.
I see. Don, are pets and human owners, are they allowed to be buried together at this property that you have?
No, they are not allowed to be buried together at this property. Mm-hmm. Virginia Code does allow for humans and pets to be buried together, but it has to be a separate section. We don't have that.
Okay.
But we do have a human section that's just very close to the pet section. So a lot of folks are selecting spaces near the pet section, near where their pet is buried.
I see. Okay, we're speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, this morning on Ask the Expert. Don, do you bury pets in caskets or only cremated remains?
Well, we do bury in caskets and cremated remains. So it's not only cremated remains, but we do require that the pet, a household pet like a dog or a cat, be buried in a container with a lid. And it's very affordable. I think that's why it's been so popular. And we've got good staff. We've got a staff member who's served many local veterinarians. So we've got some people that really know what they're talking about and doing, not only with the human side of the burial, but with the pets.
So there is counseling available for your pet as well.
Yes, there is.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust this morning, we're talking about the pet cemetery offered at the Evergreen properties. Don, visiting hours obviously available for the pet cemetery as well, right?
Well, our cemeteries are open dawn to dusk.
Okay.
We don't have many folks coming in after hours, but we're there all, 7 days a week, and you can come in at your leisure and visit your pets. We have a beautiful bronze statue that we dedicated in the pet section. It's called Buddy, Bo, and Me.
Wow.
And it's really cute. We like to say that all pets go to heaven, and we've got a special place for your pet.
Now, Don, do you offer some information in your planning guide as far as pet burial, or is that something they could just listeners could reach out to you if they have questions?
Well, sure. You can reach out to us at info@evergreenmemorialtrust.com or visit us on the web. There's a special section on our website for the pets. And there are areas in the planning guide where you can put your information about your pets. A lot of folks are pre-planning for their pets. It's not just, when your pet dies to bury it, but folks pre-plan for their pets just as they do for themselves.
And Don, if you would, tell our listeners once again where this pet cemetery is located.
Mountain View Cemetery at 1401 Mountain View Road in Vinton.
Okay, to our listeners, Evergreen does offer a planning guide. As you heard Don say, there's all kinds of information. Unfortunately, when it comes to that time for your pet and you need information for burial there and you like to go through Evergreen, again, Don, give us a way they can reach out to you.
Info@Evergreen Memorial Trust. Visit us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
evergreenmemorialtrust.com. And Don, always good to talk with you, my friend, and we'll do it again here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Joey.
All righty, this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.